When I first began doing therapeutic touch, I was involved with an inner city Catholic health center where I volunteered my services as a therapeutic touch practitioner once a week. One day, a young woman came to see me. She told me she was a nun, but she didn't share very much as to why she was there. I explained what I do and about how long it would take and began the treatment. Unlike my usual approach, I got the distinct feeling that I should not touch her, so I refrained from any touch at all. I asked her to take some deep breaths with me, close her eyes if she was comfortable with that, and think of a relaxing place she knew and liked. I did the TT treatment, gently and completely, but without any physical contact. When I was done, I asked her how she felt. Immediately, she told me that she had never been touched so intimately and lovingly. She wept for several minutes. She told me that she had been sexually abused and had never told anyone, not even the nuns with whom she lived. She felt liberated from this past experience. She looked visibly relieved and expressed gratitude and almost disbelief at the profound depth of the experience for her, which took less than 20 minutes, and I never saw her again. What I learned from this experience, first, trust my instincts. That has served me well. There is no cookie-cutter approach to TT. Second, honor the experience of the person and do not judge by outer appearance. Lastly, ask the person about their treatment and listen to their response without judgment. This experience has stayed with me as a reminder to be true to the process, to honor myself and the healing as they present themselves to me in the moment. It is a sacred trust. Another experience I had as a teacher of TT, which also happened within a year or two of learning TT, is that I taught beginner's level TT at a local college. The first week's lesson included teaching the students how to center and assess the field, as well as the history of TT. I assigned the task of going home and practicing on their family, friends, animals, and plants. The following session, I asked for their feedback on their assignment. One woman told me and the group that she no longer needed to wear turtlenecks, and she reminded us that she had worn one during the first class. When she went home after that class, she centered every day and assessed her husband's energy field. The chronic skin condition that she had endured for years went away, and she showed us her clear skin where it once had been red and really scaly rash. This taught me a great deal, and the class as well. Healing is an internal event. For this woman, it was a spontaneous remission after she learned to relax and center herself. TT is known to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and that is no doubt is what happened to her. And as a home hospice nurse, I have personally witnessed the peaceful transition of dozens of hospice patients, including both of my parents, due to the effects of TT at the end of life. Thank you, Dee and Dora, for your contribution to the relief of suffering to countless individuals around the world. You fostered the spiritual growth of the many TT practitioners who learned to do this healing technique and then passed it on to others. How blessed we are to have been your students and learn TT from its creators. We pay it forward in your honor.